Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, my dear friends. It's Josie Grouse here with you tonight. I'm here in Toronto. It's a really fantastic weather. I'm really enjoying the sunny days. It's unbelievable. February, but we've had 15 degrees. For those of you guys who are not familiar with Celsius, well, I'm sorry. I don't know how to translate that into Fahrenheit, but it's very nice, warm weather. So, again, this is the second time I'm in this episode. Hopefully, I'm a little bit more. Thank you so much to people for all the pointers, for all of the suggestions and feedback. Everything completely appreciated and honored. This service is for you. So this hour, this is my time to connect to you. And I'm really, really good. I can't, unfortunately, connect to most of you just by phone and chat with you on a regular basis. Most of you are not able to, purchase my services for your own reasons. Perhaps that's not the time. But most of you do know me from Facebook. I'm a channel, so I'm a medium. My main gift is mediumship, and I connect to the people who deceased. That's most of my clients come to do. And I find myself most fulfilling in this line of work doing mediumship. So I come to talk to pretty much everywhere I am. I could be in Walmart standing in line, and I could hear them talking to me. So I learned to see blessing in this gift. And quite honestly, I feel like we all have these gifts, but we kind of know ourselves throughout life. And with my story, perhaps a few of you, I did share this story last time, but I can just briefly remind you guys. So I started doing this work completely. It's not out of my character. I never believed in psychics or mediums. You know, I was a Catholic. I think it was just sort of like, but the person in the world just gone. And that put me on that path of searching for answers. And that's how I got to see different psychics and mediums, and eventually led me to understand my own gift and mission. And everything that I do through mediumship is completely about healing and about helping people. So, I have a few calls here. So my desire is to help as many people as I can. Last time, my experience has been to ask you guys to have more of a specific question, because it will help me to save time and not to waste it. Just being very specific and giving you the guidance that you need. I also like to ask you to stick with just one question. It will, again, just for the sake of time, will give me a little bit more focus to do answers for. I don't predict future, I have to tell you, and I have to be kind of blunt. People expect things from psychic readings. And my experience is future, something you can here to create your own future. So what I can see, the spirit guides are my source of information. Every person has a spirit guide, maybe more. They have angels, higher beings. And my gift is to be able to connect to them. So I receive messages in the form of words, pictures, images. For different person, there's a different process. But what they want to do is guide you with spiritual guidance to help you understand. And that's the difference between just a psychic hypothetically work with a higher teachers. They're quite advanced, and in a way that they provide information that has ancient knowledge and science. And so I have to respect their energy better messages. There's something also psychic immunity. This is a term that John uses a lot. Something that when you receive a message from the spirit, you don't quite identify with that. But once that, so perhaps throughout the messages, you may hear things or messages that you cannot resonate with, and you know, that's completely okay. Perhaps later on, you will have another chance to review this information and make sense of it. So don't judge it. Stay open-minded. It's all about love. It's all about connection. There is no such thing as evil and so on and so forth. There is only providing guidance and help and assistance. That's pretty much it on my side. I did cover this psychic amnesia phenomenon. And one more thing. Remember, you guys on air, so you, there are other people who are listening to the call. So be mindful about personal information that you're sharing, or perhaps if something that you want me to share with others may be uncomfortable for you. Please be kind of mindful about what you're asking for. Very deep personal questions, perhaps it's not the best way to listen, you know, live radio, but I'm doing my best. And there are no restrictions to the topics what you want to ask me for. All right, so that's it. If we can get started, my callers are all in line, so I don't take any preferences. Please, one question, but really important question you want to ask. Okay, please provide me with your name and from the place, from your location where you're calling from, and let's go. Hello?
Hi, Josie, your voice keeps going in and out. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, thank you.
Can't hear you too well.
I have to tell you, I haven't figured out, but perhaps other people will be, if that's the feedback that I get for this tonight, I will figure this out. It's my mic or maybe my computer, my internet. I don't know. Can you hear me well? Is it something we can continue? Can we still talk? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, you're going to have to go slow, though, because some of the words I go out completely. Well, my name is Donna, and I'm from California. And my question is, I'd like to get some information from the spirit guides and all about a relationship, because I would like to be in a marriage. I would like to get married one day.
Yep.
You know, I'm 61 and I've never been married, and I have been in long-term relationships, but I haven't been in one now for 7 years.
When we talk about marriage, we're talking about a ceremony, right? You want a ceremonial marriage. Okay, let's just ask your own spirit guides. So, first thing, yes, marriage. And you did sign up a marriage, and it comes at the later time, the age of 68. So, not to tell you that perhaps you have to wait until you're 68 or being 62. We're talking about just specifically, very clearly, the ceremony of marriage.
Oh,
and
okay.
So on. So it doesn't mean you may not meet someone you're close to. Perhaps you would meet, and then the marriage by itself will take a long time to come to, but it doesn't mean that you will not get involved in a meaningful relationship. The ceremony, you have this in your life. You have this in your records. You have marriage in your conscience. That's to me. That's the reason why you want it, because you know that you haven't done that yet. You have done a lot.
No,
so
I haven't been married before.
Yeah, so that is coming. And by the way, your mom passed? Sorry.
Yes.
So your mom just stepped in saying hello. And I'm hearing daughter, so that's a female that's coming through. Is this your mom? Is it Maria?
No, her name is Anne Mary.
Okay,
Mary.
That's close enough. Right. So she just steps in and says, hello. So yeah, Mary Kate. And I'm giving you this as pretty much the guidance. And be general about this. Don't hold on to the Bible. It's just for the general guidance to let me when you have a sort of ceremonial marriage that could be assigned to you at that time. It doesn't mean that your relationships with a beautiful person may happen between now and then. So we're talking about marriage.
Ceremony. Right, but I'll be in a committed relationship, but I won't.
Absolutely.
But the ceremony will be later. Okay, do you know, will I meet this person soon, do you think? Because I just wanted to
ask you one more thing. I have a couple of people lining up. Who's Bill? Is it Bill William?
William was my friend and my friend. He's on the other side.
Okay, so William steps in just to say hello.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, who's Nancy?
Nancy is my boyfriend's sister. She's on the other side.
Okay, then
my boyfriend's on the other side. My ex-boyfriend is on the other side, and Nancy was his sister.
All right. So Nancy steps hello. Just say hello. There's quite a few people, though. So, all right. Did you want to kind of ask me to clarify anything else?
Getting a little job soon or something, because my money is very low and I'm on disability and I was kind of working under the table here and there, and I just wanted to know if it would get better, my finances, maybe a windfall or something.
Well, I tell you, this becomes such an important thing to ask. You know, the spirits would absolutely love to answer these questions. Maybe perhaps for the listeners as well. Many situations,
oh, I can't hear you.
Really,
at all.
Now,
huh?
Can you hear me?
No.
I disappeared?
No. Now you're back. I didn't hear anything that you said, though.
Okay. You know, sometimes the spirits will mess up my communication. I have to be honest about this. If you do hear interruptions, sometimes the spirits, because they are around me, so they are invisible, not physical. They sometimes interrupt my communication. Anyways, about your job, this is a very important guidance that
okay.
yes or no kind of answer to that, because that's what I'm sensing. They're asking me to really pay attention. This is a very important subject for you. So not to say the marriage wasn't, but that's something that your spirit guides want you to pay attention to. That's what your spirit guides want you to have the guidance on, very specific guidance.
Oh, wow.
And all I can tell you is right now, this is the guidance that almost like a patient who needs a doctor. So they're saying finance, a person who will be able to assist you with finances. It's almost like you have to ask for that help. You have to reach out.
So I didn't get that clearly, Josie. So I have to ask my guides to help me bring in money?
You have to ask somebody in the world. You have to go speak to people who are financially literate, somebody who can give you that guidance. So, and this is what I can leave you with, but this is something that my spirit guides are asked to translate to you. Thing that you need to address in this matter, to seek help somebody financially educated, somebody who can help you. Okay? So that's
Okay. So, well, I'll do that as soon as the money comes in. I'll remember that to seek guidance.
Okay. Sounds good. And if there's anything that you need me to ask about the specifics of your job or how, that's, I have to tell you, I have to take a long time to figure this out with you. Because that's a very important guidance. And it's not a yes or no. And if I really want to help you with this question, but I can't do this in just a yes or no matter. They're asking me to ask you to seek help with finances.
Sorry, you're kind of going out right there. Okay, they want me to seek help with what?
Okay, with finances. All right. Can I? Is there any way to send me a Facebook message with your phone number so I can sort of leave that last line for you in typing? Because I feel that's important. That's what my spirit guides. Can you do
that for me?
If you can provide your, just send me a Facebook message saying, you know, I was that caller that had a problem.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay,
and
so
I can find you on Facebook. Trust me. All right.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I find you on Facebook under Josie Grouse, right?
That's correct. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'll do
that. And I can give you some pointers in that. Okay, thank you so much for calling. My pleasure.
Thank you, Josie.
Okay. Thank you so much. I have to just let you all know, and we are all, again, sometimes you feel that the messages that some people are asking quite resonating with your own questions. And that's on purpose. That's designed that way. Everyone who is waiting to hear from me, so if you don't get to speak to me tonight, I'm asking you, so stay something that they're speaking to the people that still relates to you. And you can absolutely resonate with this on your own, you know, in your own way. All right, so we can continue with the next caller. Hello.
Hi, my name's Lori. Hi.
Lori. Hi, yes. Lori. I just have a quick question. Do you hear me well? Do you have any problems hearing
You're breaking
hearing
up
me?
A lot. Yeah, you're breaking up a lot.
Okay. I don't know why. What's happening today? Perhaps a lot more spirits are just, that's what happens. They are causing a lot of interruption. Now, is this okay when I speak like this? Can we still have a communication?
Yes. You haven't broken up yet so far.
Okay, so far. I'm asking, just a minute, I'm asking my spirit guides to help me out on this. And I'm also asking the spirits to kind of give this conversation a smooth energy so we can flow. Okay, yes. So let's see what's going to happen. Lori, where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Washington. How can I help you?
I'm wondering if it's in the record, in my records, that my son and I will be reunited. He'll speak to me again.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Mark.
Okay. I'm asking them, sorry, when I'm silent, don't worry, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm just paying attention.
Yeah.
Does number 19 have anything to do with your son?
The number 19, I don't know. I don't know.
Age, date of birth, nine.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
He's like almost, like he's like 29 right now. He's like 29 right now.
Okay. Was this happening around the age of 19?
I think a bit before.
Okay. Number 19. When I'm asking about what's happening with Mark, they're given the first thing that I see is 19. That's 1 and 9. Okay. I'm. Don't worry about it. I want to continue, and perhaps if you can put this together, everything will make sense. Mark. Okay. Let me tell you this about him. I'm not sure if you talk to him on a regular basis, but what I can pick up from him is that somebody who is right now in a very good circumstance, somebody, I can see his energy, I can feel it. It's somebody who is doing well in life. So somebody who has living purpose and have figured out sort of a path for himself, somebody who found his sort of purpose. That's kind of internal feeling that I'm getting about him. So Mark is doing well as a person, as a human being, and really reflects a lot on his life. I'm talking about meditation, somebody who kind of person. That's what I can pick up from Mark. Now, if you will be reunited with him, another child for you as well? You have another child?
Yes, I have a daughter.
Okay.
She's not speaking to me either.
So, to you than your daughter, and I don't know the details, but
you're breaking up again.
He is thinking about you quite a lot, and thinking about, I don't know, like the anger is, or any sort of like these kind of strong destructive emotions. He's with passion to you. And he feels like you have learned. So that's sort of enough for you. So, he's moving in. I don't know if you are familiar with that, but he's moving in with the girlfriend. There's a and the female. So I'm assuming that would be his significant other. So, but if you be together, I feel it's now sort of a healing process with him. I feel like your daughter is but more energy, a little bit more resentful to you than his. And without having any more details, what I can see is that absolutely the time heals your relationship with children. And the lesson here is to forgive. The lesson of this path is forgive. You have to forgive them, and they have to forgive you as well. So it's kind of, that's what's happening. So learning forgiveness, and they're also saying you have to forgive the father as well. Okay,
yeah.
So the father, either the ex-husband or the ex-partner, has to be, like, for you, it's number one thing. It's just almost like forgive him. Start with forgiving him first.
Okay.
You have a brother as well. Sorry, I don't know where this is coming from. There's a brother for you.
Like half brother.
That's who's the one in Florida?
I think I have a cousin in Florida, but I'm not sure about a brother.
All right. Okay. It could be a cousin. One of the spirits is talking to me right now, and they want to pass on a message to a brother in Orlando. And I'm thinking, okay, hang on a second. Is Mark in Orlando by any chance, in Florida?
No. He's in Washington State, too.
Okay. When messages like these come through, one of the spirits who know you want to pass on a message to somebody else. But they're saying to stay connected to your children. Stay connected to your children. It's almost, do not look into this relationship as a permanent separation. It's healing takes place, and with time, Okay, 1997, is this the year when you were separated?
It's possible.
I want to give you some more specific numbers about when Elizabeth got, but they're telling me it started 1997. So as is off today, it's still going on. But right now, the energy, they're grown up. They're grown enough to make their own judgments about life. So your son is more likely and sort of like a faster picking up on that compassion in respect to you.
Okay.
Did that help you? Did I answer that question?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to have to listen again on the computer because the phone broke up quite a bit.
Okay. And I need a new microphone, I think, or at least, you know, if my spirits calm down, we can continue. Thank you so much, Lori. If there's anything I can do, do let me know. On Facebook, do text me to my phone number, 647-787-8170, or send me a message on Facebook. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
Hi, how you doing?
All right. I'm doing fantastic. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. New York. How are you doing with the weather in New York?
I'm fine today. I'm up in upstate, not down in the city.
Oh, right. So what can I do for you?
I have a question about my love life. There's two guys floating around, but they've kind of been in and out, and I don't know if either one is right for me or if there's somebody else.
Okay, let's see. By the way, do you hear me okay? Am I interrupted in any way?
I can hear you okay right now.
Okay, that's good. So two guys. Okay, so they're saying both of them, if I put them under the umbrella, so they would be boys. They're very young men, or the energy about them are quite young. So both of them look like identical. They look to me the same. I'm not sure if they're close in age, but the energy about them is pretty much the same. So who took you to the theater just recently or planning on going to the theater?
Neither of them.
Oh, you're in New York, so it's, trust me. So it's, they're saying the word theater. I'm not sure if we're just passing by a theater because that's the guidance who you were you with at the time. Name, don't worry about it, continue. It makes sense sometimes a lot later. Now, P, who's the P name?
Neither of them have a P in their name.
Okay, last name?
Nope, not even last name.
We're talking about, now you can give a name. So what I'm trying to kind of set one person away, so I'm deducting, so somebody who is likely to fit into your first, let me tell you, I feel both of them are on the run. Both of them have their own agendas, both of them quite active. So for you, I feel like you are really equally with both. It's not that you prefer one over the other. But among them, I have to tell you, the clues that I'm getting, it's just so general that all I can see is perhaps neither of them. So perhaps there is somebody else that you have to sort of, for those, if they're around you and they, you don't quite do neither. To me, that's what it is. You pretty much spending time without an emotional connection to. to them. So it's about letting them go and allowing another energy to come in.
Okay.
So being a little bit more open and really know that the type of man that you're really not attracted to, that you have to have a long-term relationship with them, you can go out and have coffee with them to go and hang out, you know, anywhere else. However, when it comes to really deep emotional connection, you got to have to let them go and really invite somebody that you have a chemical reaction. You know, you have to feel emotionally attached to them. I have to tell you, I don't feel that either of these men have anything to do with you know, your relationship. Now, P, is it Paul? I'm getting P again. Help me out here. Like Paul. Peter, Paul, P-A-U.
Nope, neither of those guys have a name Paul.
Is there a Paul in your life?
My brother's name is Paul.
Okay. Do you spend a lot of time with your brother?
No, not really. He lives 3 hours away.
To me, these guys sort of present the energy. I know it sounds really weird, but it's almost like they represent the energy of your brother. You know, I'm not sure if they're close in age with your brother, but it's almost like both of them have that about them. So not sort of a romantic type, but more of a friendship.
Okay.
Kind of. And in June 17?
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
June or July 17?
No, those don't ring a bell right now.
Okay. You probably think it's just you're looking at through friends. Is there anybody else? Okay, I have to sort of let you. If you do find me, do send me a Facebook message because I'd like to, you know, once you understand who this person is, so it makes me feel better that, you know, you finally get that result. So if, again, for the future, let go of that energy because if it's holding you, they're not allowing somebody who you have this heart-to-heart connection to even enter your life. It's like they're filling up this energy space. Because, you know, it's fun, but however, just allowing the true energy, true essence of, you know, romantic, that soulmate love to really, to approach you, to find that way to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Did that answer your question?
Yep, I got some things to think about.
Okay, well, let me know if I can help you with anything else.
Okay, thank you
so much. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. It's Josie, and how are you? What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy. Fantastic. Kathy, yeah. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Okay. I have quite a few American. All right, Kathy, how can I help you? What can I do for you?
What's coming up on my spiritual journey?
Okay. So was that a question?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye. Now, do you hear me well? Can I speak in this manner? It's okay? You can hear me?
So far, so good.
Excellent. So they heard me. They stopped interrupting my communication. Okay, so let's see what's happening. By the way, sorry, just your dad passed? I'm hearing father, so dad.
Yes, yes.
So dad is here. I'm sorry. When I have to, that happens so fast. Somebody steps in, it's like, my daughter. It's my daughter, and I hear the male voice. So what's happening? I'm just downloading everything I'm hearing from. Spiritual journey started in 2009. So something, an event that sort of puts you in that path. And here you go. Now, a lot of your sort of spiritual growth come from meditation, from reflection. It's just basically relaxing, closing your eyes, and visualizing stuff. So that's what they're showing to me about your spiritual growth in a sense. It's you've learning, you're inviting that energy to come through you. And your aunt, oh, sorry, so many spirits want to speak to you. Lily, who's Lily? Your aunt?
What's her name?
Lily, somebody by the name Lily. Somebody really interrupts my talking when I'm, your aunt, is there a Y at the end? Like Lily?
Evelyn.
Okay, it may be that with a twist, it's like a shorter version of that name. So saying hello to you as well. Now, anything kind of particular about the spiritual journey that you need to know? Any clear sort of?
Yeah, like, after I retire, will I have my own business, like doing Reiki or some kind of healing?
I understand. So that's what they were talking about. First of all, let me tell you this. You are a teacher. This is what's important for you to understand. And as a teacher, so there's two main kind of energies that people come with. So teachers and healers. You can be a healer while you're teaching. You can be teaching while you're healing. But they're completely different energies. So you being a healer, if you were a healer, so people will call you with their problems a lot. That's one of the sort of indicators and karmic sort of energy of healers. People love to dump problems on healers, and healers are quite unique. They're empaths. They have a lot of that healing energy. They can give that away. Now you are a teacher. They're showing to me a teacher. So as a teacher, people even throughout your life, people call you for advice. Always, what do I do? How can I help myself? So you're here to provide information to people. So remember this, you can still do Reiki, but you will become a teacher of Reiki. You will become a teacher of that, you know, holistic science. Whatever you're interested in, they'll show me crystals and stuff like this. So whether you will have your business, absolutely. Nothing stops you from doing your business right now as well. So they're actually quite encouraging you to start now. And the sooner you start, it's almost like they're showing me like pendants, crystals that hanging off someone's, you know, like chest. It's not bracelets, but it's almost like, I'm not sure what it is, but it's like a pendant.
Well, I do make jewelry, so.
Okay, there you go. It's something you do, like, it's not, you know, pendants. Let me just simplify this for the sake of this message. Continue doing that. So this is what you're here to do. So it's almost like you're teaching, it's almost you're selling the products, but you're also teaching people how this jewelry can heal them. So you are explaining to people what is it that they can do with this particular jewelry. So it's almost like you're explaining your services to other people. You also, it's not so much that you're healing people. I don't see that. I see you as a teacher. It's important to heal themselves. Healers heal people. Those are healers. Teachers teach people how to heal. There's a difference as well. So absolutely start now. Start as soon as possible. Again, continue with this work. And I feel like you're also very, that's your, you're somewhat like healing yourself through this work. This is healing to you. You feel that's what you're here to contribute. You're here to kind of give as much of yourself, of your talent as possible.
Do I need to become a Reiki master?
Now, if you develop mastery, and you're asking me, master, right? You were not asking me about whether I'll be a good Reiki, you know, practitioner. You already set that goal. Master. So once you're a master, you teach other people. So that's what your goal is. It's about teaching. It's about with that knowledge, so helping to heal themselves.
Because I wasn't going to do the Reiki master thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because right now we're talking about things that in the future. So
yeah.
Not okay. Even happened. You haven't even given that a lot of thought altogether. It's almost like, you know, what do I need to do? Now you know that you are a teacher. And trust me,
mm-hmm.
You know this is everything will come into place.
Mm.
Right? So you will be a great counselor, a great advisor, spiritual advisor. That's kind of that's what it is. So you learn something so you can pass on the knowledge to somebody.
Okay.
All right.
Well, great.
Did that help
you?
Did that help you?
Yes.
Super. Thank you so much. All right. Well, thank you. And do send me anything, you know, if you need any clarification to Facebook messages. You know, I'll try it. If something came a little, any clarification, do send me a message and we can still kind of finish this discussion. okay.
Thank you.
Okay, pleasure. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Keisha, pleasure. Do you hear me well? I'm sorry, I have a problem with my microphone today. So I just want to make sure that you guys hear me well so we can continue without interruptions.
Yeah, you sound fine to me.
Super. Keisha, where are you calling from, my friend?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. I've been there once.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, I changed flights. But I can tell you for sure that I was there. Hey, how can I help you? What can I do for you?
I would like to move, and I was just wondering if there's any messages around me moving from the other side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you're talking about move, you want to move to another, I wanted to say province, but let me put it into the American states. You're talking about moving place where in the state. Now, the answer is yes. Now, where is, I'm blonde and I geographically illiterate. I cannot even find my own house on the map of my street. Now, where is Alabama?
Huh?
Where is Alabama?
Obama?
Obama. Alabama.
Okay,
Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama, that's right, they correct me.
Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama. More south?
Hello? Okay. You breaking out.
I'm breaking? Okay.
Yeah.
So I just have to. I don't know. To me, it's almost like they're asking you, if you're moving, does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
Alabama.
If you change,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so. And I apologize, I'm in Ontario, in Canada. Giving you a little bit more clear directions, yes. Whether you need to move, the answer is yes. I'm saying you should have moved a long time ago. It's almost, we're talking years now. It's almost 11 years. They're talking about 11 years.
Yes,
I was
in Georgia, and I was planning to go to Alabama, like just across. But instead,
hello?
I was at North Carolina. Yes, I saw the rock, and the rock just was like, come. It was just so mad. I was like, that's where I'm supposed to be. But I went the opposite direction instead of going across, like a hop, skip, and jump across the state line because I'm right there. You know, I live right in the city that was right, you know, where the state line was, and I decided to go back to North Carolina. Yeah, I was.
There you go. Whether you should go back there now, I want to leave this choice kind of with you, but they're asking me, you should have done that move a long time ago. It's just way over. So pack your bags, and this year will be sort of, you will be encouraged to move.
Okay.
Your sister is in Georgia, is that right?
No, my sister's in Virginia.
Okay, Georgia can sound pretty much like Virginia. So now, it's also have connection with your sister in terms of your move. If you're either maybe with her help, you're making this move. You're not doing this by yourself. I feel like a family member is the one who is assisting you with that move.
Oh, okay.
Who is Charles? Sorry, when I say who is, I just like somebody tells in my ear, Charles.
Well,
C-H, Charles.
Oh, C-H, Charles. I don't know. It seems like I got about two or three. There's Charlie. He died a couple years ago. But I think it's like two or three around me right now.
Okay, Charlie, how was it your friend? There's somebody who told me, Charles. Tell her
mm-hmm.
Charles.
Okay, so he's a friend. Okay,
okay.
I think.
Who crossed over?
Charlie crossed. It was my cousin, and he was an older cousin, and he crossed over years ago.
Mhm. Okay. Well,
but they're all mostly related. I think it's one that's my friend, but the rest of them are related.
There's a Charlie on the other side. Just connects to me right now, asking me to just say hello. No particular.
Hey, Charlie.
That's a family.
Yeah,
that's connect. Connecticut. I'm just gonna like knowledge of American state.
Connecticut is where New Haven is, but I was gonna move in that area, like Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, like in that area. I was thinking about moving up there. But it's expensive,
mm-hmm.
and I just, you know, mm-hmm. and the houses are so close together. But I like it,
right.
You know, but I don't
right.
know if...
That's what they're talking about. Forget about, it's not that, you know, I want you to be really clear. Yes, there are things that will be expensive, but the clue is that you want to take that chance. You know, you want to move up there. You want to go regardless of the circumstances. They also say to me that you're a hard worker. It's, you know, so for you not having a job, it's not an option. You will always have a job. You'll have an opportunity to work there, so make your own living. So money doesn't come as an issue for you in this lifetime. I don't know your situation, but they've shown to me.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, well, no, maybe it's not as much as I would like, but usually I'm able to get some money somewhere. I can do
exactly.
it legally, too. It might not be what I want, but it'll come, you know.
What you need to know is that in this life, somehow you're not suffering from lack of money. You can go and make some more. It's almost like you're not fixed on the money problems, and that's good. You know, that's sort of, you don't have to be a millionaire. You don't have to have some sort of like three houses in three different places. But what they're showing to me is that in this life, you are not worrying about money. You're not worrying about dying in poverty. So that's a good thing. And
no,
I'm
that's
always
fine.
Happy
with... If I was to be on the street, I'm fine with it. But leave me alone. That's all I'm asking. Leave me alone.
I love when these messages come in through. You know, I really do. So having said that, you know, just think really well when you do this move. Almost make a proper planning. Do everything in a way that's, you know, completely sort of thoughtfully planned. Not just, you know, hey, I'm see you later. It's about really having a plan with action, and you'll be fine. And just trust that whatever you do in your heart is calling you to do. If you don't, I'm saying that some later on.
Okay,
in life,
but you
so.
Said Alabama and Connecticut. So is that a choice for me? Is that what you're saying? Is that what's
well?
I mean,
let me tell you,
and Alabama.
Alabama could have been a place where you would have lived now, and different.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you have not taken that action and you ended up where you are. So right now, I'm really asking you the way. Like, I feel like that's where you will end up going. And I know it's like, if I were to give you the guidance, you know, I have to be very
knowledgeable in the places of geography and stuff like this. All I can tell you is that's where it is. That's where the energy is. And the answer for move is yes. The answer for move is yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Keisha, for calling. So, yeah, God bless you too. Let me know if I can help. All right,
okay,
so see if we can have a couple of other people. So hello. Hi, Keisha here.
Hi. Hi, this is Jane from Canada. How are you?
Jane. I'm Canadian, friend. Okay.
Hi.
Oh, do you hear me well? Am I okay with communication? Am I good?
A little bit okay. It's a bit choppy.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try to kind of say that tone of voice. Can we still have this conversation? Can we still continue?
Yes, fine now.
Fantastic. Jane, what for you, my friend?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your question.
What can I do for you? How can I help you?
Oh, okay. Do you see any changes coming up for me at work? Just going through a difficult period right now as far as work is concerned.
Jane, can you hear me now? Just sorry,
yes.
Out of the blue, I just realized that my mic was a little bit off. But I'm technologically illiterate, so I'm doing my best. I'm so sorry. If you can hear me now better, I know where the button is. Okay.
Yes.
Can you please repeat your question for me? Changes in work? Did you say?
Changes coming up for me at work.
Okay. All right. The main change for you at work happened in 2015. That's a year when some changes started happening for you in 2015 with work.
Yeah.
So what happens now is two-way street. So either which way do you want to go? So staying, it's kind of right now is less and less of an option. So you are thinking about going. Now.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. You have a son as well? Jane?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a son?
I don't have a son. No.
Okay.
No.
It's one child.
No, I don't have any children.
Okay. Okay. When I'm saying about children, I may say things that may not even happen yet, but I'm looking at your overall picture of your whole plan and so on. Okay. This is what they're saying to me. Now, about your work, it's too now, they're saying. Does that make sense?
I missed that. You were cutting out.
Okay. They're saying it's too early to move now. So it's not the good time to move now. If you're feeling this is like now, wait until later. So we are talking about perhaps late spring when you have a little bit more clarity about this situation. So right now it's where you are, but this year you will have to make that choice about work. So
yes.
Relationship with I'm sensing a lot of tension though with the relationships with people at work. It's almost that's one of the reasons I feel that you're going. It's lack of relationship, lack of really connection.
Yes. That's right.
That's relief, they're saying. That's a very good reason for you to go.
Because you can't, yes. It's almost like you accept, you almost like swallow your fate and, you know, allowing things just happen. Or you can take charge and leave. Now, it's something to do with technology. Something to do with a very concrete technological, technical stuff that I'm not sure is... Give some pointers about where to look for another job, because everything they're showing to me is numbers, and you know, sort of numbers, not so much letters and writing.
Okay.
It's something about sort of technology. And do you think about going to Ontario? Is that where you're looking for?
I am in Ontario.
You are in Ontario. Okay, I didn't know that, but they're showing me Ontario. Okay.
Yes, that's where I'm at.
Okay, because you said Canada. And they're showing me Ontario as your place where you change jobs. This is the place where you change jobs, is Ontario.
Yeah,
are you in Newmarket? Someplace?
No, I'm not. North York area.
Okay, North York. It's still north of Toronto. Now, look for places a little bit north of where you are right now. So if you're looking for a job, they're suggesting look a little bit up north for a company, for locations. So we're talking about downtown. They're asking you to look into the opportunities elsewhere, like a little bit up north.
Oh, really? Okay. And that's where I'll get my next.
Yeah. So if you find the opportunity sort of has, I'm not sure if it actually relates to location, but don't look just. Okay. So don't look for the opportunities there just in one area, say downtown. Look away up north, because Newmarket, as I know, is quite a far off north from anyway.
Yeah.
So I want you, that's what they're showing to me, like Newmarket area, and that's related to that job. But this year, the change is coming, so be prepared.
Okay, do you
okay?
see me moving to a different area? Do you see me moving to a different area in my office at all?
Well, I'm seeing you north. That's what happens with jobs. So that makes sense. So not so much by going downtown, but moving a little bit north.
I asked to be moved to a different area in my office. Will that happen?
The move, it will happen for sure. Jane, I have a few more seconds. I will be more than happy if you can send me your, you know, question on the Facebook page. But I want kind of who's still kind of on my waiting list, please send me your questions on my Facebook page. Just say that you were waiting to hear from me, and I will do my best to respond to you, to your questions, as much as possible. Okay. So my question is, look up for information that relates to email, my phone number. Send me your questions, and I'm always here. Happy to hear from you. Okay. Jane.
Hi.
Okay. You're still here? I just want to make sure that I... All right. So I'm closing the call, but something I can definitely give, you know, reassure you. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So I hope to speak to you soon. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.